Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So after the mayor's race in Chicago, arguably the most important race in any election cycle is the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. And two viable candidates on the Democratic primary ballot were Eileen O'Neill Burke and Clayton Harris III. We talked to both of them, and I thought both of them sounded pretty good. Who knows how good an attorney or state's attorney is going to be, right? But I thought both of them made pretty good cases, so much so that now maybe fewer than 1,700 votes separate the two of them as votes are still being counted. Maybe 53,000 outstanding ballots still being counted. Austin Burke from the Illinois Policy Institute is writing and thinking about that this week. He's a regular on our Mincing Rascals podcast. Austin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, John.
You have a dog in this hunt? Is your thought about this based on your advocacy for one of the candidates, or are you just more interested today in the process?
Illinois Policy Institute isn't endorsing either of the candidates. I personally think that Eileen O'Neill Burke would be a much better state's attorney. But really, what I'm most curious about now and what I've been looking at and our team's been looking at over the last several days is really an erosion of trust in the electoral process in Chicago. And that's been fomented by a number of errors from the Chicago Board of Elections. I want to be clear that I am not alleging at all that votes have been tampered with, that the fix is in, that the election's been stolen, none of that stuff. But it is confirmed and true that there were some really concerning errors in the process. That's what we know so far. And I think that deserves a lot of introspection and attention from officials in Chicago and in Cook County.
Fair enough. But I also wonder, and we'll talk about what your concerns are, but isn't it plausible that even a week later, which is where we are today since the primary, that you would still be counting ballots because there are tens of thousands of them that were eligible to be postmarked right up until Election Day? So is it problematic that we're still doing it now?
I think in part it is problematic. Now, it's important for people to know this is another way in which I feel like reporting on the election helps foment distrust, because oftentimes reporting will say things like there are 60,000 mail ballots still outstanding, and then not add additional context. The important context of that is in some cases, a majority of those outstanding ballots never come in. So it's not like a dump could come of 40,000 ballots tomorrow, right? In fact, what we're going to see is virtually no mail ballots are going to be arriving over the next several days, because in order to count, those ballots must be postmarked by Election Day. So at this point, we're looking like more than a week out if somebody did postmark a ballot by last Tuesday. Those are no longer really coming in.
That's an interesting point.
But you raised an important point.
Pardon me, but then what does that even mean, an outstanding ballot? Does that mean one that was sent to someone?
Requested and not returned. Yeah, exactly. That's a ballot that was sent out, but we haven't had it returned yet. That's
And I know that we're all upset about the mail delivery in Chicago sometimes, but that's a local to local. So after a week's time, really one wonders. We're not going to get 60,000 or 50,000 more ballots today. We're probably going to get zero.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. But I do think you raise an important point, which is that Illinois has an unusually long window for that allows the counting of those after Election Day. And the intentions behind that, you could say that there are good faith intentions, right? You don't want, just because the mail is slow, you don't want someone's ballot not to count, right? I think we can all agree on that. But the 2-week window just allows for people to, so much suspicion arises because of that 2-week period, and there's almost nothing to gain from having it because so few ballots actually take that long to get to the election authority. So I think it would be a completely reasonable thing of the election authorities to ask that people must mail their ballot in at least a week before Election Day.
Yeah.
And if they can't do that, then they can drop off their ballot. But I think that would be a reasonable compromise, and it would avoid this sort of like endless speculation 2 weeks after Election Day.
A lot of people are suggesting that to me. I'm getting text messages along those lines, and at first blush, I disagree. It would seem to me like if the election day is a certain day and candidates are behaving or campaigning up until that point, that I vote for a candidate by mail shouldn't compromise my ability to judge them up to the last minute. You're saying I have to make my decision in advance, and I don't know that that's fair to somebody that's lawfully choosing to vote by mail.
That's true. There's trade-offs, right? And I think right now what we're seeing is that because of the way this process has been set up, it's eroding trust in the process itself. And of course, you want to make it as easy as possible for people to vote. But here's the reality. It's extraordinarily easy for people to vote in Cook County in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we only had 25-26% turnout. So I think it actually ensuring integrity and the perception of integrity in the system is actually a much better way to get turnout really high, or at least higher than it is to, be counting ballots 2 weeks after Election Day.
Here's a text from 773. Nobody, capital letters, believes these latest excuses from the election board or Max Beaver. Chicago corruption on full and blatant display here. What else do you want to say about the process? What else is troubling you, Austin?
So the most troubling incident was we saw late last week after most political observers were saying, hey, given the number of ballots that can still be expected to come in, this race looks completely locked for Eileen O'Neill Burke.
Yeah.
And I will say, given the ballots counted yesterday, I still do think that Eileen O'Neill Burke will win. But then late in the week, a spokesperson for the Chicago Board of Elections, this person, Max Beaver, said, I made a grievous communications error. There are actually 10,000 more ballots to count that were not tallied, that were not reported in the tally that was to be counted. So in other words, there are 10,000 more ballots to be counted than was being reported. And his reasoning for this was these were ballots that were dropped off at drop boxes on the Monday before Election Day. And those were just not, it was a communications error that he did not include those in his tally. There may have been a communications error, but I think it's also very important for the Board of Elections to address this simple fact, which is if those ballots were dropped off at drop boxes on Monday, those should be among the first ballots counted, but they were not counted until, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, when this quote-unquote communications error surfaced. So I think there was a communications error, but there could also have been a major process error because these ballots should have been counted earlier. And again, I'm not saying that that was done with malicious intent. I don't think I don't have evidence of that. I'm saying that's evidence of incompetence. And I think people really need to be raising the question of a complete reorganization of how we run our elections in Chicago and Cook County. And I think that starts with making the County Board of Elections and the City Board of Elections one entity instead of this back and forth between two separate administrative bodies.
That's interesting because it's, let me put it this way. When do you think, we got to go, Austin, but when do you think we'll have a result and will you be confident in the result?
That's a great question. My confidence is really shaken because of this idea that due to a communications error, there could be more ballots to count than is being told to us. With all the information that we have now, I think it's very clear that Eileen O'Neill Burke will win, and I think that will become more clear over the next several days. But I cannot be certain because of that error that we saw last week.
Okay. Let's talk about this more on the Mincing Rascals podcast this week. It's always a pleasure to hear you on our panel on Wednesdays, and I appreciate you chiming in once in a while here. When people follow you on X, how do they do that, Austin?
It's Austin Berg, Austin underscore Berg on X.
Two underscores?
Two underscores. I feel like it looks better than one. Actually, no, someone took the one. I got to get the guy who has the one.
I was just going to say, nobody does two underscores, and it's B-E-R-G, right?
B-E-R-G. A-U-S-T-I-N-B-E-R-G.
With two underscores in between. Double your underscore pleasure. I will talk to you later, sir.
Thank you, John.